saying, Spike had a little trip to the vet, and now he doesn't chase the other puppies anymore.
I may be Love's bitch, but at least I'm man enough to admit it. What are you looking at?
The man I love.
Welcome to episode 6 of NakedSpike.com. I am bringing you a story that has multiple parts. Email me at spikepratt@ymail.com if you're interested in hearing the other chapters on here, and I will be more than happy to contact Music Bitch to see if we can read those on here. I would like to read multiple chapter stories on here. I like those the best, and I hope you enjoyed our icon. Our icon that we have for us this week is an example of some of the art that is on the Naked Spike site, and this one is by Claire VYVSY. I asked her to put NakedSpike.com on the wonderful Santa Spike because that was one of our challenges this month. Can't wait to hear what January challenges are. I encourage everybody to go to the live journal community of NakedSpike.com to see more art, more fanfic. You can go read them. They're wonderful. Hope everybody has a great holiday season. The Family Man by Music Bitch. This is rated PG. Chapter 1. This is a chapter story, so I encourage everybody to go to NakedSpike.com and read the rest of the chapters. I'm going to be bringing you Chapter 1. Here we go. Once again, it's Christmas Eve, and your apartment looks like a morgue. You never put up any decorations. Spike Pratt smirked, taking a sip of his bourbon. What would be the point in that, Angel? It's not like I ever actually spend the holiday here. Angel shook his head, forgetting who he was dealing with for a second. Right, and which one is it this time? Harmony? Melody? Or whatever her name is? It's Tiffany. Harmony's visiting her parents, but she promised to stop by once she gets back. He scoffed. How do you ever remember all their names? Spike shrugged. Half the time they don't ever care if I do. I'm living the life, Peaches. You should try it. But that's right, you're happily married. How is the wife and Rugrats doing? They're just fine, you know. It wouldn't kill you to follow in my footsteps. You're 35, Spike, and it's about time you settle down. Spike laughed, patting his friend on the back. It's never going to happen. That life just isn't for me. I have everything I could want right here. Angel looked around the dreary apartment, his gaze settled on a box on the floor. He moved over to it, perusing through the contents, one thing in particular catching his eye. Who is this? She's a cutie, he said, pulling out the picture of a beautiful blonde. Spike took it from him, glancing at the photo for a second. That's Buffy Summers, my old girlfriend. We met in high school, dated all through college, but as most things go, we went our separate ways. She wanted to get married and have a family, but I wasn't ready for that. I was too focused on having a career, so I ended things. If you ask me, it was for the best. Angel wasn't that convinced. Do you ever think about how things could have been if you'd stayed with her? Spike shook his head, folding the picture up and placing it back inside the box. I never let myself think about it. I'm happy. I'm rich. I can get any girl I want. Why dwell on the past when the future is looking pretty good? I'm going to go for a walk. You can hang here if you want. Angel watched as Spike left the apartment, wondering if his friend was really that happy. Spike entered the bar, taking a seat at one of the stools. Whiskey and keep it coming. He had a feeling that he would need something strong tonight. The bartender placed a glass down in front of him, which Spike took and drank all at once, slamming the glass back down to be refilled. Is this seat taken? He glanced up to see a striking brunette standing next to him, gracing her with a smile. For a beautiful woman such as yourself, please have a seat. She sat down, giving him a look. You come here often? Spike chuckled. That had to be the worst line ever. But he figured she was new at trying to pick up guys and decided to go easy on her. All the bloody time. What's your name, Lev? Tracy. I'm new in town. I've been looking for you. He raised his eyebrows. Were you now? Well, what can I do for you, sweetheart? She smiled. Actually, it's what I can do for you. I've seen men like you before, William. I can make everything better. Now he was beyond confused. How do you know my name? No one calls me that anymore. Wouldn't you like to know, she said with a wink, then left the bar. Spike threw some money down and went after her, only to see that she was long gone. All right, Spike, maybe you've had too much to drink tonight. He was about to head to his car when it suddenly started snowing. Spike looked up in shock. It wasn't normal to get snow in Los Angeles. What the bloody hell is going on? He finally made it home, which wasn't easy in the sudden snowstorm, but Spike immediately stripped out of his clothes and lay down in bed. Everything would make much more sense in the morning, he thought to himself as he drifted off to sleep. Spike opened his eyes, shielded them from the sun shining through the window. He was about to get up to close the blinds, but couldn't move, looking down to notice the blonde head resting on his chest. Spike tried to remember if he brought anyone home last night, but he was drawing a blank. Just give me 5 more minutes, sweetie. He knew that voice, and getting a good look at its owner when she turned her head towards him. Buffy? She gazed up at him and smiled. Morning, baby. To say he was shocked was an understatement. Even more when 2 little tykes ran into the room and started jumping on the bed. Time to get up, Mommy. It's Christmas. Okay, Tara, stop jumping. You know Daddy's not a morning person. Why don't you and your sister go wait for us in the living room? She nodded and grabbed her little sister's hand, running out of the room. I need coffee and lots of it. Luckily, Christmas is the only day that gets us up this early. Spike still had yet to say anything, taking everything in. Am I dreaming? She shook her head. Nope, you're wide awake, which means you get to change Danny while I make us some breakfast. He let her usher him out of the room, not knowing what else to do. Danny? Yeah, our son. What's with you this morning? Have at it. She pushed him into the nursery, then took off. Spike gazed at the baby laying in his crib. A sniff of the air told him all he needed to know of what she wanted him to do. Forget about dreaming. This is a bloody nightmare. He headed into the living room to see all the Christmas decorations and the tree filled with presents underneath. Buffy, who was lovelier than he had remembered, poured a cup of coffee for him. Are you okay? You're really quiet, which isn't like you. Spike shook his head. Something is very wrong here. This isn't my life. This isn't my house. We're not married, and those aren't my kids. I'm either having a really bad dream or got stuck in some alternate universe. But none of this is real. Buffy raised her eyebrows. Is this because you ate cold pizza before you went to bed? I did warn you about that. Spike threw his hands up in the air, irritated because she wouldn't give him the answers he wanted. Then he headed outside, determined to find someone he knew from his real life, but wasn't prepared for what he saw. Where the bloody hell am I? This isn't Los Angeles. No, this is Sunnydale, remember? We moved here because we didn't want to raise our children in the city. What's gotten into you? He felt a migraine coming on, closing the door and resting his head against it. I live in Sunnydale. I bloody hate this place. I would never move here. Are you a witch? Did you do something to me? Buffy had had enough at this point. All right, you need to calm down. You're scaring the kids. Let's just get some food in you, okay? Spike ripped his arm out of her grasp. I don't want food. I want a damn explanation. He grabbed a jacket and stormed out of the house, not bothering to look back. I hope you enjoyed part 1, and maybe we can read part 2 on here sometimes. I will see you later, and have a great, wonderful, thrilling Merry Christmas, everybody.
Do you want to be part of the adventure of Firefly?
Well, of course I do, you rotten announcer.
Are you sad that the TV show only got 14 episodes, 1 movie, and a handful of comics?
Duh.
Do you want to be able to write swear words in Chinese?
Tamare. Get to the good part.
Do you want to join the cast and crew of an international podcast as they bring new and shiny content to the verse?
Shiny!
Spots for writing scripts for Firefly Between the Lines audio drama are opening up, and there's only space for 12 writers.
Ain't a problem. I'll just settle this the old-fashioned way.
You run screaming like your maymay.
If you'd like the opportunity to write for Firefly Between the Lines, please visit BetweenTheLinesStudios.com and click on the Firefly Between the Lines writer's announcement. The details are all there.
You sure we can't settle this like civilized folk?
Stop your whining and get writing, goramit.
Applications for writing are due January 15th, 2009. Join Between the Lines Studios as they bring the crew of Serenity back in the fall of 2009.
You're a nummy treat. Come on, talk to Daddy.
Oh, bloody hell, woman. You're cutting off my circulation.